Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, how about I have nothing ready? Nothing.
Very nice.
Okay, guys, one of those days. I'll run in first so we can keep
sorry,
honey.
Threw me for a loop completely.
Quick. I think Leroy needs something.
I actually have lunch today
okay,
on my
guys,
desk.
I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Good morning, lovely people. You know, I really am wishing that the board found on the board thing, but you don't want to go like me.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Mm-hmm. Got the place well. Weird. Oh, let's try to refresh.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
All right, let's try that again. Yay, let's try this again. Wow.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Over the show. That was, wow.
Good. That was hilarious. That was epic. You know, we never play that song all the way through. I like that. We should do that on Friday.
Play a song all the way through.
Yes.
Oh, well, good morning. Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I don't know.
Good wow. Morning, everyone.
It is definitely one of those mornings. You know, okay, Ginger and I, of course, are talking about personal things before the show that we can't talk about on the air. However, I have more of that. We didn't get to talk this morning. He just got back in. I got more of that to add to that, of which I'll tell you about after the show. Yeah, it is one of those days. Is it Friday the 13th or something?
I don't know, but it seems like it should be.
Wow. This has been, without a doubt, since I woke up an hour and a half ago, the most interesting day I've had in a good long while. Yeah. Well, okay, so top of the news. I'm just all thrown. I don't know what to do.
I know. You know what? We started out as Leroy Jenkins, so let me just go with this one.
Go ahead.
GamePolitics.com this morning. Sweet. Oh, my God. We know y'all are some hippies over there, but this is actually kind of interesting. Swedish teens spend more time gaming, less time doping.
Hot.
Yeah, I know. A team of Swedish researchers have conducted a study about drugs, alcohol, and the effects of video games on teens. The research, unearthed by CNVG, concluded that boys who play games tend to not get involved in drinking alcohol or taking drugs. Wow. See, that just goes to show. Not all of us gamers are stoners. Huh.
That's right.
The team of researchers from the Swedish Council for Information on Alcohol and Other Drugs, CAN, surveyed 46,000 teens in the country, asking them about their drug and alcohol usage. Researchers discovered that the percentage of Swedish 15-year-olds who drink alcohol has dropped to the lowest level in decades. The level of 15- and 16-year-old boys who have at least tried alcohol in the past year also declined to 55%, the lowest since CAN began investigating teen habits in 1971. A decade ago, that figure stood at 77%. Figures for smoking and drug usage also showed a decline. All right, so CAN director... Oh, good. I'm going to kill your name, dude. I'm sorry. Can director Bjorn Hibble told Swedish newspaper Dagens Nyheter recently, we see similar developments in other Nordic countries and also in the United States. It seems to be an international trend. Hibble said that drinking levels among boys was lower than girls, around 59% of 59% of female respondents said they had consumed alcohol in 2011. Sitting by the computer playing games is perhaps more boy. I don't like you, Hibble. Sitting by the computer playing games is perhaps more boy orientated than girl oriented. That might be a contributing factor, he says. Not likely. Sobriety group IOGT-NTO also saw the positive effects in gaming. Citing the research, the group suggested that playing games encouraged a culture of alertness. All right, you're right. It's true. You can't raid when you're drunk. Well, you can. It's a whole hell of a lot of fun, but you shouldn't.
I don't get drunk, so I don't have that issue, but go ahead.
when you play computer games or rehearse with your rock band, it doesn't work to be drunk, says IOGT-NTO head Anna Karlstedt. This is incredibly positive. And you know what, Anna? You are right. This is incredibly positive. And I can't believe that it's the Swedish teens that they focused on this, that less time doping. Cause isn't that like their main thing? It's like doping over there?
Yeah, that's probably why they focused on them to try to get them out of doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Way to go, gaming! And how dare you say it's a boy-oriented thing? I don't like you.
I must say, not that I'm supporting this or enforcing this or endorsing or any of those words, those lovely adjectives, but I am, of course, an adult. I'm not a boy. So what I tend to do, and me and my gamer girlfriends, Ginger, you included as well, Snow, we do take us a little glass of wine while we game, but nobody's getting drunk. We're not falling down sloppy. It's kind of the equivalent of, you know, the book club. Let's have wine and discuss books. We just do it with games. So
yes,
there you go.
Exactly. I mean, I'll pour myself a little bitty drink, and I'll sip on it all night long and just enjoy my gaming.
I does me a shot of sangria, and I'm good.
Yeah, mine's SoCo. Southern comfort, baby. I'm a Southern girl. Mm-hmm.
See, she's more hardcore than I am. Of course, I can't. It's physiologically impossible for me to get drunk. But I do get very mean, so that's why we limit it to the shot of the sangria. After that, it's just somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, you're mean Corey's not fun Corey, no.
I was mean Corey earlier in the week at night.
Oh.
Luckily, my neighbor is still speaking to me.
Oops. My bad.
I yell something about stop making all that damn noise. It's too late for he was in his own yard. See, that's what mean Corey does. I have no bounds.
Oh, no. Poor Corey. Poor neighbor.
Uh-oh. Here come the Twitters.
We love you, Twitterverse.
Ah, that would be Casey Webgirl. She says she also drinks wine while she games, and she's not glad she's the only one that does that. Yet a lot of us that are adults tend to take us a sip of wine. So I think I'm hoping they're talking about kids, you know, when they say girls. But we do like to consider ourselves girls, all young and fresh and hot. Okay, so guys, I'm here to tell you that we were going to get a hold of some charts. Yeah, because you all like that chart data, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, you like it. The lovely people over at Yuki have started sending us over the charts. Actually, this is for the UK. It doesn't really apply to the US, but it's interesting always, at least for me, to know what they're playing over in the UK. So anybody want to know what's the number one game in the UK right now?
What's the number one over there in the UK right now?
Zumba Fitness.
You know, I've been hearing so many great things about that right now.
I would advise you to play, but make sure you are very well rested and hydrated, because it is no joke. Dance Central has nothing on Zumba Fitness.
That is what I keep hearing. Everybody says it will kick your butt.
It does, because, you know, the day I actually downloaded the demo for Zumba Fitness, I played Dance Central, and I did Dip It Low on hard on Dance Central, and that one's pretty strenuous, Dip It Low, and it was, you know, I was okay when I got done. I rested. I came back. I did the Zumba Fitness about the same length of time, 3 to 4 minutes, and 1.5 minutes in, I was like, oh, God, I can't feel my legs. I can't do any more salsa back and forth. My feet hurt. So, if you're looking to get in shape, Zumba Fitness, definitely. And it's not that expensive either. It's about $24.99.
That's not bad.
Yes. So I say sweat it off. If you live in Texas, it's easy to lose weight. You get this, Zumba Fitness, and turn off your AC in your house, you'll drop about 10 pounds.
No, I'm not certain. No.
You might have a heat stroke, but... All right, so let me. And since that was so short, I actually have another story. NCSoft, who we were so worried about because they went to a freemium model, is actually in talks to acquire IntriveSoft. They're the developer of a game called Panga Golf. Never heard of it.
I have. I've seen the screenshots. They're not pretty.
Well, according to reports from a website in Korea, which they did not give us their name. I love when they do that. I'm sorry, this is game.com is the name of the company, the name of the website. The talks could reach a conclusion by the end of this month. It was also early June when SK Telecom announced it was selling its 63.7% stake in IntriveSoft, and both IntriveSoft and SK Telecom were rumored to have shown interest in the company. The stake was expected to fetch about $80 to $100 billion. Yeah, I just pulled that out of my purse. And I did say billion people, not million. wow. So NCSoft, of course, was founded back in 1997. Didn't know that, did you? Focuses primarily.
No.
Yeah, they've been around a while. They focus primarily on MMORPGs, including the famed Guild Wars, City of Heroes, and Aeon. And believe it or not, in May they did announce a 30% rise in their profits. Mm-hmm.
Wow. 30%?
30%, which is good. Very good.
That is good.
Yep. They didn't fire anybody. Yeah, they did fire a couple people. Maybe that's why they had a rise in Maybe that's why they had a rise in profits. They got rid of all those people. I don't know people. I don't know if they fired anybody. I think they did. I can't remember.
Yeah. All right. Where did my story just go? Oh, there we go. I know I had it. I was like, where'd it go? All right. I think y'all talked a little bit about this last night on air, but most of y'all people don't listen at night. You're listening in the morning, so I'm going to do it again. GamePolitics.com, yesterday afternoon, actually, after we logged off for the afternoon, says EA sees conflict between Steam and Origin.
That's right. That was juicy fighting.
Mm-hmm. When EA launched its personal digital distribution service late last month, the company insisted that it never meant to compete with other digital distribution services like Steam. Now a company representative seems to be singing a different tune. David DeMartini, love that last name, head of Origin, is talking about a conflict between its service and Steam. DeMartini says that recent business decisions by Steam have shown areas of conflict between the two services on a going-forward basis. DeMartini is referring to the sudden disappearance of Crysis 2, which EA says Valve took down because DLC for the game was being sold exclusively somewhere else. DeMartini said in an interview with Gamma Sutra, Crysis was taken down because the DLC was not available through Steam. It was available through Direct to Drive. That would, I guess, be a situation where two partners didn't see eye to eye, and by their choice, they were going to take that product down because they were insisting that the DLC be available through Steam. We believe in absolute freedom of choice to allow customers to buy through whatever retail outlet, as long as they're buying an EA game. We're delighted. While DeMartini had sassy things to say about Steam, he did not say that EA was done distributing its games on Valve's digital distribution service. He says, "We feel like if you buy the product with Origin, where we're going on a long-term basis is we'll integrate some of the Origin features set into many of our highest profile IP. But by all means, if your preferred retailer is Best Buy or Direct to Drive or Impulse or Steam or Amazon, we're going to make our product available to you." But the million-dollar question is, what does this mean and why is EA saying it now? Speculation is that EA will offer a number of its most popular titles via its own services first. This saves them from paying commissions on sales and allows them to offer deals that only a publisher can offer directly to a consumer. Could be. They say we'll continue to follow Origin to see how EA plans to utilize it for future AAA releases. And when they do, we will let you know what they say.
I love the way she does that. Ants. Okay, so anyway, we told you yesterday that Civilization was coming to Facebook. Which, Ginger, did you ever get it to load?
No, did not ever get it to load. I'll try again this morning, but I think possibly just too many people were trying to make it work.
Probably because right when we announced, everybody ran over.
I know, right? People, y'all stole my spot in line. I don't like y'all. I will cut you.
Oh, see, it's already gotten ugly. But the civilization, or actually Game of Thrones is reporting this morning, that civilization creator Sid Meier, who's one of my favorite developers of all time, he's right up there with Will Wright, sitting in his lap too, and his team at Firaxis this week, they launched the open beta for the studio's social gaming debut, Civ World, which is what Ginger was trying to play. To tell you a little bit more about it, we had some on yesterday, but he did an actual interview with Gamma Sutra. He says they're taking a different approach towards the fast-paced social gaming space. He says, whereas many social games spend a very short time in development before launching, like Zyniga's wildly successful Farmville, which was built in just 5 weeks, which is kind of effing amazing considering how many of you are addicted to Farmville. Imagine if they'd had a whole year, what they could have done. He says, Civ World has been cooking for around a year and a half. When they ask why Firaxis is taking so much longer to develop Civ World rather than adopting the launch now, update often strategy, Meier told Gamma Sutra, well, this is Civ. I think there's another strategy, which is to kind of throw 5 games out there and see which ones stick. We don't have 5 games to throw out there and see what sticks. I think we kind of said from the beginning that this game has to be good, as good as we can make it, and we're not going to have 5 opportunities to make games. We have to put all our best ideas to make this game. I love you, Sid. He said this is part of the reason that it took longer. I think also your first game in any new genre is going to be require tools and infrastructure and a bunch of stuff that you probably didn't already have. So we did it as quickly as we could, but there was quite a bit involved. I think that's the reason it took the time that it did. He also explained that Firaxis relied on internal subjective feedback when designing the game as opposed to analytics, which which more established social game developers rely on heavily. He says, we love to prototype and we love to get feedback. We had a game running pretty quickly and we were playing it internally fairly early. So that generated a lot of great feedback and ideas and kind of the process, how the process started. So that's more subjective than analytical. He also says our process is geared toward the idea of fun, whatever that is. So we're basically looking to find fun. He thinks that's kind of the part of the subjective process. He said they didn't do a lot of numerical analysis on how people are clicking, and he's not sure whether that's the cart or the house. He said, but it's horse, cart before the horse. I wonder, I don't think he's a southerner. But you can check out his interview over on Gamma Sutra. They did a... I think it went up today. Looks like it went up today. Go check out what they're talking about with Civ. I like that it took them a while. I mean, Farmville is okay, but did I actually? Oh, no, I haven't put up that story yet, you know, about what's happening to our simulation genre. That's a genre I love, but it's slowly but surely dying. So I'm hoping that since they took a year to do Civ for Facebook, that it actually is a real full simulator. I love simulators. And there's just no more. There's no more SimCity. It saddens me. Ginger, have we lost you?
No, I'm here. I'm reading this one thing that I was going to read next. Pretty Pet Salon Summer. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's one of those bad simulators.
Yes. Yes. Bad simulators. Bad. Oh, girl, that one that I've been playing. Bad simulator. Bad simulator.
Sit, simulator. Sit. Good dog.
All right. Yeah. You people making these simulators, please. Stop making bad ones and stop making me play bad ones. It's not fun. All right.
Oh, you liked it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Free games. I like that. All right, so Pretty Pet Salon Summer launched on Apple's App Store. Summer sequel for the global hit game series. You know, it's the global hit. Don't you think I'd have heard about it?
Okay, mouthful of banana here.
Outblaze and Animoca announced the release of Pretty Pet Salon Summer on Apple's App Store. Pretty Pet Salon Summer is the latest installment in the smash hit Pretty Pet game series that quickly became a top-grossing global chart leader for Apple's iOS services. Of course, you know what that is. iPhone, iPad, iPod, and Google's Android. Pretty Pet Salon Summer is available free for charge, free of charge on the App Store right now. So go over there if you want to check it out. The games in the Pretty Pet series have been downloaded more than 11 million times, fascinating players with an addictive blend of action, strategy, action and strategy, while reaching numerous top rankings all over the world since their introduction in January 2011. Doesn't count if you're downloading it again and again yourself. All right, so in Pretty Pet Salon Summer, players control the charming piglet Piglina and help her operate a pet grooming salon in the heat and fashion of the summer season. The game demands quick reflexes, quicker thinking, and clever time management skills in order to ensure that pets are groomed correctly. Customers are satisfied, and Piglina's salon makes a healthy profit. players must also budget their resources to upgrade the salon's grooming equipment and hire assistants to cope with additional customers as the salon's business expands. In the first 24 hours, the recently launched Pretty Pet Salon Summer reached first place in free family apps in Hong Kong and number 6 on the free iPhone game apps list in Singapore. In the U.S., in its first day, the game climbed to the top 5 and top 20 in games family and games overall, respectively. So again, Pretty Pet Salon Summer is free to download and play. Optional in-game upgrades can be bought with pet points, which are purchased with real money. So if you want to download it, head over to the iTunes Apple Store right now. Again, that is Pretty Pet Salon Summer. I'm thinking no-no.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, no-no. Okay. Oh, I have a delicious crunchy salad on my desk. It's just looking at me. Hi there, salad.
It's nice.
It's teasing me and wants me to bite it. Okay, so those of you who love PlanetSide, please sit down for a moment. I want to speak to you.
Uh-oh.
I want you to take a deep breath. Hands above the desk. Well, Sony Online Entertainment has unveiled PlanetSide 2. this, of course, is a follow-up to the first-person shooter MMO that launched back in 2003. It's already known that Sony was working on a sequel to PlanetSide, and it canceled. And, of course, it canceled work on the long-awaited The Agency. I've been trying to think of the name of that game for the longest because I wanted to play it. But they canceled back in March to focus on this PlanetSide. Okay, and, of course, they've released some details about the game. There's an FAQ section on the official PlanetSide site. And it says something, here's a quote from it. It's a battle that takes place not between dozens of troops, but thousands, with air and ground vehicles slugging it out alongside squads of troops. Don't say that to me and then you just lie, because I will come and play that. I will come because I love those epic battles. Haven't played one since. There was an army game that was an MMO. I don't know if it's still around. It might be thearmy.com or something like that. But that was the same way. As soon as you logged in, you were just thrown in. You know, you're a soldier. They drop you on the front lines and they say, go for it.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yes, I got headshotted within 10 seconds. I stuck my head up from the foxhole. Bam.
Very nice.
But I laughed my butt off. It was funny. Hilarious. Loved it. No disrespect to our soldiers. It was just funny to me because that's pretty damn realistic. I like realistic. Okay, so the game features an online persistent war. See, this is sounding good already. Between different factions of players, with skill trees to unlock, multiple different roles and classes that the players can take on. The overall story follows three factions, Terran Republic, a new conglomerate, and Venus Sovereignty. And each V is to take control of the planet through pushing back the opposition and shifting the balance of power in their favor. SOE also notes there will be both air and land-based vehicles for players to take control of during combat. Oh, that's hot. Okay, so the company also said that the game runs on SOE's ForgeLite MMO engine and utilizes NVIDIA's PhysX, is what it's called, for PlanetSide's physics engine. No details regarding the business model for the game, like if it'll be freemium or not, nor is there any release date. However, it is stated that the game will receive a beta period at some point, so our advice to you is head on over there and sign up for whatever they're offering if you want to get in on the beta, because I'm already on the page and putting my name in, so just so y'all know. Wow.
Cool.
I can't believe Ginger didn't get excited about that. Miss PvP herself.
I know. I'm so unprepared. I'm sitting here trying to read through some of these stories.
See, this is a mark of a true professional. You don't think we're very professional, we're crazy, but she literally walked in and logged on 4 minutes before we started. And usually she is super, super prepared. I'm usually the one that's opening stuff, you know, while we're talking. So.
I know, and I hate it because usually I've already read through these. I've already looked at these. I know what I'm going to be talking about. And, no, today I'm like, what is this one about?
But you're doing fantastic. Mark of a true professional. That's why we keep her.
Aw, thank you.
We tried to lock her up, though. She keeps escaping. I don't know.
Because there's not a cage yet that can hold me.
Necklaces hold her. Anyway, go ahead.
True story. Gamania announces the unfairytale MMORPG Dream Drops. Unique world and twisted characters revealed. Gamania Digital Entertainment Company today announced a new massively multiplayer online role-playing game being developed by Playku Games, Dream Drops, based on well-known fairy tales. Players can get their first look at the warped and surreal world of Dream Drops with the first in a series of just released videos, which Probably not up on our site yet, but we'll get there later today. Just check it out in a little bit. The video reveals how players will travel into an unexpected world of fairy tales. It's not all sunshine and sparkles, as players will find that the plots of these familiar stories have been thoroughly twisted. The sweetest storybook characters have changed into evil creatures beyond imagination. The official Dream Drops website and Facebook fan page are now available online, with more game details to be revealed soon. All right, so in Dream Drops, classic fairy tales are altered and well-known characters are transformed. Following its award-winning games, Lucent Heart and Divinia in Taiwan and Japan, Gamania introduces this adorable online title, Dream Drops. Inspired by beloved European fairy tales, Dream Drops offers a new spin on these classic stories, settings, and characters. This actually sounds cool. In this new fairy tale world, Snow White's sweet innocence is only skin deep. The Queen of Hearts
sure is Snow White.
If you're listening, Snow,
Yes, she's going to cut me.
Love you, Snow. The Queen of Hearts isn't quite so cruel and arrogant, and the not-so-timid Pinocchio is steadily growing more and more powerful. The perverse personalities of these familiar fairy tale characters, together with their new surprising abilities, will amaze and delight players as they help the game's heroine, Sophie, on her mission. Bluebird, a dream painter, Sophie, hopes that peace can be restored to the world. In the video, in the first release video, Sophie travels through time and space to uncover the myth of time. Dream Drops will launch storyline videos in three parts, introducing the stories and various features from the game. Bluebird Dream Painter Sophie is gentle but determined. In the first video, Sophie is introduced as a sentimental dream painter, unwilling to become a royal artisan painter. She escapes from the palace with a magical paintbrush and embarks on a journey in search of true happiness. Dream painters achieve happiness by painting beautiful scenes, but for some unknown reason, the world she depicts is in constant chaos. Determined to set things right, Sophie remembers Alice's travels through time and space to a place called After Dreams, and realizes the key to restoring her world's peace may lie there. However, before she can follow in Alice's footsteps, Sophie must prove herself by overcoming various challenges and her deep-seated fear of darkness. As she begins to fall asleep, she catches a glimpse of Alice's retreating form and follows her into the land of afterdreams, an afternoon tea garden party that seems, this seems so familiar. In a parallel world live the characters from fairy tales, enchanted creatures, princes and princesses, witches, wizards, and more. When she was very young, she might have visited this place herself after falling asleep. In this world, time is a precious resource. People who can control time and travel to different places are called sleepwalkers. Able to freely travel to and from various story settings, they spend their time embarking on different adventures. However, in order to escape the real world and enter a new time and space, one must pass through the deepest and darkest of dreams. This is why sleepwalkers call their destination After Dreams. The world map of After Dreams. In this seemingly pleasant world, danger is ever present. As a skilled dream painter, Sophie must travel through different fairy tales using her skills to transform the paintings into powerful attacks. The elements she produces are taken or split from the paintings. For example, red-painted flames on the canvas are changed into a real blaze that can scare off and burn enemies. Sophie can turn her talent for painting into powerful magical attacks. Sophie knows she cannot find the answers she seeks alone. She must find a companion who possesses an adventurous spirit and enough bravery to help take down the monsters that cross their path. Together, they must solve the world's twisted mysteries and restore the land to its former peace. Warriors, from my dreams, lend me your power. Villains, beware. Sophie's resolve is strong. Along her journey, Sophie has a sudden sense of déjà vu. As she regains fragments of her memories, she begins to remember a time when she was truly happy. But will that be enough to make her efforts worthwhile? What will I find when I wake from this dream? That actually sounds cool. I want this. Yep.
All right. Okay, so I have some important news that just came, or just showed up on Game Politics and in my mailbox at the same time. The ECA people are trying to get our attention.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of. Same thing that we were talking about last night. Hang on. I'm doing some Twittering while I say this. Okay, so the ECA has issued a call to arms to all of its members and the gaming community at large. They're urging everyone that'll listen to please pay attention to Bill S. .798. This is the anti-streaming law. It's bad for all of us.
It is bad for all of us. I don't like this law.
Yes, the law has the potential to affect everyone. Everyone from you YouTube video posters that make gameplay videos to you Netflix people that share your account information. You can check the out there alert that they posted at a link. I'm actually going to put it on Twitter. If for some reason you're not listening live and you can't find it on our Twitter page, please go over to theeca.com or you can go to gamepolitics.com. They're actually an ECA publication, which is why we visit there so often, try to keep you up to date. There's also a letter there that you can send to your senator voicing your strong objection to the bill. And normally I would not do this, but this is very, very important. This is in a lot of ways worse than what we just came out of. We did warn you. The bill is called, or the alert is called, Don't Make Me a Criminal for Playing Video Games. So it was recently introduced before the U.S. Senate. The legislation, again, if passed, would impose stricter copyright laws and penalties when it comes to streaming, playing, or reproducing any copyrighted material. Well, now, while we believe that the copyright holders should have retained their rights, the legislation is too broad. It would make criminals out of all of us, pretty much all of Americans. So you could face up to 5 years in prison if you do any of the following. Make or offer 10 or more public performances by electronic means during a 180-day period of one or more copyrighted works, and if the total retail value of the performances or the total economic value of such performances to the infringer or to the copyright owner should exceed $2,500, or the total fair market value of licenses to offer performances for those works exceeds $5,000. Now, in plain terms, this means if you stream your gameplay to show your friends and it's viewed by one or more friends 10 times or less, you could go to jail. Yeah.
Wow.
So we're all at risk. The vagueness regarding value leaves it to copyright holders to determine the possible cost to them. If they want to prosecute through the loophole, they can. A child playing a piano of their favorite performer on YouTube, a video of a child dancing to their favorite songs, and video game players showing off walkthroughs, speed trials, live streaming of their games, all examples of things that could be prosecuted under this particular legislation. So there are already strong laws on the books for copyright holders to protect their intellectual property. What we don't need is a draconian measure that would make criminals out of all of us. And we just want to share the enjoyment of our favorite entertainment. So make sure you go and sign up, speak up. I, for one, I'm too pretty to go to jail. I'm sorry. So I'm going to need I'm too pretty and just too dainty. You know, there's no fingernail polish. There's no, you know, I like to polish my nails while I'm frag grenading you guys online. So, I mean, you know, please go over. If you've never, if you didn't pay attention to the previous one, you need to pay attention to this one because this is kind of something we all do. Now, we have a couple of videos up that we've made here, some reviews and things, old stuff, but still, we could go to jail for that. We could.
That's not cool. Don't take us to jail. We're way too awesome to go to jail.
Yeah, and there'll be no more Gamer Girls Radio if we go to jail. Or you'll hear it like this. Oh, yeah, we have some. Stop hitting me with the tray. We have some news.
I wonder if we get...
What?
Mm.
What if we get conjugal visits?
Oh, conjugal. Yay! No, I said internet.
No. Well, some prisoners do, but... will we be considered white collar criminals?
maybe. yes. All right. So there is so much stuff today. Let me just.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, Mission Against Terror. I love Mission Against Terror.
I do.
Yay. Mission Against Terror 2.0 lands North America for commercial launch. Introduces 7 new maps, new game mode, new weapons, and more. Yay. If you're not playing Mission Against Terror, it's free to play. Shoot 'em up on the PC. Go get it right now. Interactive, a leading North American.
Ginger, you're cutting out. Ginger. Okay, we lost our Ginger. Bad, bad. Okay, well, I will jump in here with some bad news. Or I was going to jump in here with some bad news, but we lost our Ginger. And I lost my story at the same time. Lovely. This is a lovely Friday. All right. So let me share some interesting, other interesting things with you. An ex-design designer forum. Hello? Ginger, you back? No, she's not. Okay, ex-Bizarre developer forms an indie studio totem. Indie studio totem games. Matt Cavanaugh, who originally led, who was originally the lead designer at Blur, remember that game? And the developer at Bizarre Creations has formed a new independent game studio called Totem Games. The company was set up last month after Bizarre closed down earlier in the year.
as a by parent company Activision. There, Jen.
All right, I'm back. Yeah, I was about to get on my phone. Dollar Skype.
I'm already in the middle of a story. Thank you. The publisher was not able to find a buyer for Bizarre and was forced to close it down. So there's no official details regarding Totem Games yet been announced. Although through the studio's official Twitter page, it states, formed by ex-Bizarre Creations Matt Cavanaugh. I love that name, Cavanaugh. I always have. Totem Games is joining all the shiny new indie games companies in their mission to make the world a happier place. There is no word yet regarding whether Cavanaugh will be running Totem Games as a one-man studio or whether he'll be bringing on other people to work alongside him. Gamasutra was who we picked this up from, and they've contacted Cavanaugh for comment. No comment so far. He is saying that since Bizarre closed down, a number of indie studios have begun to pop up headed by ex-Bizarre staff. In fact, Lucid Games was formed by Pete Wallace, who was originally development director over at Bizarre, and also the company Hog Rocket was set up by senior-level designer Pete Collier, and also community manager Ben Ward and Geometry Wars series creator Stephen Cakebread. Geometry Wars, I don't know how that game died out, but I'm so glad it did. That is the biggest addiction. That is worse than any, I've been addicted to that worse than I've been addicted to any game ever.
That's so good.
I am serious. If you have never played Geometry Wars, don't. And I wasn't even playing it, and I got addicted. I was watching somebody else play. Thanks a lot, Ian Kitty. Okay, so, it was horrible. I got home, and all I could just dream about was just Geometry Wars. Anyway, ex-Bizarre design manager Garris Wilson said back in February that the closing of Blur and Project Gotham Racing developer was due to a perfect storm of unfortunate circumstances. So it's good to see they're still fighting. We'd be happy to help you. Do it all by yourself. One man, thank you, we'll really help you. No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Maybe we should find some. I'll find the picture. Shouldn't you go ahead and jump back into that story, would you mind while I look up for pictures?
All right, I will try. I'm not quite sure where I got dropped, but here we go again. All right, so Wicked Interactive's Suba Games platform, subagames.com, best known for two shooter fans for such titles as Crossfire, is hosting MAT at mat.subagames.com with the official commercial launch of MAT Suba Games endeavors to blow through expectations of all Suba Games, Crossfire, and MAT fans. Sam Ho, director of Wicked Interactive, says, "We are delighted to be launching MAT 2.0 today. MAT 2.0 comes with a massive amount of new content and updates." Forgive me, this is apparently not originally written in English. It's badly translated. So anyway, MAT 2.0 comes with a massive amount of new content and updates. The biggest change is that the game is no longer in open beta status. MAT 2.0 strikes hard with its commercial release, rocking a new user interface, a new game mode, an expanded crafting system, 7 maps, and over a dozen weapons. Hybrid Invasion is a brand new game mode that is being introduced with this patch, expanding on the need to band together as teammates to survive. Players will survive wave after wave of hybrid creatures that are a combination of AI robots, mummies, and biological weapons. That's kind of interesting. If players survive long enough, they will encounter the Tyrant, a hammer-swinging monstrosity that will take a well-trained and well-armed squad to put down. Again, not written in English, apparently. The expanded crafting system will allow players to create a variety of items out of multiple types of materials. Before the patch, players had to collect just a robot part from AI mode and use a weapon casting machine on it to create one of several weapons. With the new patch, players will be able to use all kinds of materials like PCB boards, diodes, metal, nylon, leather, dyes, and etc. to create not just weapons, but clothing and items as well. Oh, that looks like fun. The new Hybrid Invasion game mode will have 2 maps associated with it, while new maps are sprinkled over several game modes to spice them all up. Ghost mode will see the inclusion of Plastic Cosmodrome, a Russian spaceport. Mummy mode will see Ancient Tomb as an addition, furthering the exploration of the mummy outbreak at the heart of their origins. Other additions include Trinity Row, which takes place near a church, Metro Airport, and Xingtang Street. To complement all of the exciting action, players will be engaged in a healthy supply of events that can land them all new. That can land them all new and powerful weapons. The porcelain QBZ-95 is a beast and can be acquired by winning 50 games over the event period. Speaking of beasts, the M4A1 Golden Beast can be obtained by converting 40,000 super points into gold coins. A total of 30 hours spent online playing MAT will land players a sleek, camouflaged F2000 and collecting the letters I Love MAT with Score Player's the illustrious golden AK-47, which was previously the first rare weapon obtainable through the lottery wheel. While on the subject of the lottery wheel, MAT is introducing multiple wheels, all with their own sets of items and rare weapons. There will be three different wheels accessible for gold coins, one for silver coins, and the beloved daily 200 PvP kills for one spin event continues on with a wheel of its own. The summer is going to be an action-packed ride in the world of MAT. Register on the MAT homepage, which is mat.supergames.com. Gamers can download the game client and start playing immediately. MAT is a free online military first-person shooter for the PC platform. It includes a military ranking system, in-game friends list, an integrated clan system, deep character customization options, and social media integration via the MAT website. More maps, more guns, more modes, more headshots. Join millions of players online today in the ultimate military FPS experience.
Really, no one you can't make me.
Oh, you should. It's a beautiful game. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I would just like to say I love you to my cousin. I forgot to tell her happy birthday yesterday, so I'll say it today. And and I'm still not eating at your house. Okay, so. Yes. I'm not going to call you out. Just know I'm not eating at her house. Y'all might want to not eat at her house either. Okay. She is going to cut me. Oh, she's so going to cut me.
She's going to cut you. I'm going to stand back and let her.
Yes. Man, I forgot she's on Xbox. Crap, I got to hide or something. Okay, so.
Trouble.
All right, so Zyniga is launching something new today. They found a new way to introduce its privacy policy to users, launching an interactive map called Privacyville. Adorable. They're saying, well, their official blog says, at Zyniga, we take our user privacy seriously. Now, while Privacyville is not intended to be a substitute for their privacy policy or the Privacy Center, their goal is to provide you with fun and rewarding way to learn about their key practices and information and sources that will assist you with general online privacy. The game is found in the privacy section of Zyniga's official website and tracks users' progress as they explore sections like email and payments on a Cityville-style map. Players are then tested on information in order to earn Z-points, which is Zyniga's virtual currency. I love that they're doing this. Zyniga has also filed for a $1 billion IPO and expected to secure another $20 billion valuation. It currently has 283 million monthly active users spread across games like Farmville and Cityville. And I, unfortunately, am one of those Cityville people. But I love that they're doing this. That's amazing.
Yes, that is amazing.
That's a very good thing to do because we need to institute something like that for just like everything. There needs to be a game on Facebook that just teaches people about everything that has to do with the internet, because some of you are just
not very smart when it comes to internet, not at all.
Mm-mm. That one was rather short, if you don't mind, Ginger.
Go ahead. Do you want?
Well, I'm trying to get to it. I got some interesting. Well, we talked about some interesting things last night. We kind of touched on this. Of course, there's a new expansion pack from The Sims Medieval, Pirates and Nobles, but that's not what I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to tell you about what I'm really excited about. They sent me yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
They announced the new Burnout. It's called Crash. And I'm telling you, I am not competitive, but anybody that wants some of this when Burnout comes out, bring it. That's my game. Bring it. Of course, the traffic, they're saying, does the traffic have you down? We'll blow it up. Criterion. Criterion Games, of course, who's an Electronic Arts company, has announced the next installment of Burnout called Crash. It's the which is part of the internationally acclaimed Burnout series, which will explode onto Xbox Live Arcade and on the PlayStation Network this fall. Perfect timing. That's when I like playing Burnout. Criterion Games, of course, has gone back to its roots with Burnout Crash by bringing the series' fan favorite Crash mode to the forefront. Oh yes, thank you. adding also new top-down gameplay, exciting features, and autologue to let players compete with their friends while embracing their road rage. That's why I like it. I got road rage real bad. In the game, players are rewarded for causing traffic chaos by crashing into cars, triggering explosions, and destroying everything in sight. Powered by the acclaimed AutoLock technology, players will be able to connect, compete, and compare high scores to earn the Master of Disaster crown, or Mistress of Disaster in this case. Y'all heard it. As well as use the all-new AutoLock challenges feature to go head-to-head with their friends. I'm sorry, I had a flashback to Crash moment. Burnout Crash is a crazy mix of pinball and game shows, said Richard Frank, creative director of Burnout Crash. We've evolved the core gameplay, which everyone loved about crash mode and explain the whole experience using music, style, and autolog to create what we feel is the most mindless fun you can have on any gaming platform. Burnout Crash packs countless hours of reckless chaos into easy-to-pick-up but difficult-to-master gameplay experiences. There are 3 explosive game modes available across 18 crash junctions in 6 unique locations, each requiring different skills and strategies to maximize damage and destroy everything in sight, with a variety of player vehicles to unlock, high-value targets to seek and destroy, and crazy surprise features to discover. Players will be hooked on an adrenaline-fueled rampage to the top of the crash wall. This is my game. There's also going to be a Kinect mode, which I probably will not be using. 2 teams can use gestural controls to play on 1 television in a party battle. Of course, you can check that out at CriterionGames.com. But from what we were talking about earlier, this is where the wine tasting began. ZQ779. Hi, ZQ. Used to have us a glass of wine every Friday, and we would play Burnout. And when we had exhausted all of the U.S. people, we'd play with these French guys. We have no idea what they were saying. They had no idea what we were saying. But we would play together, and when they got tired of playing with us, we would play the crash mode and sit and sip our wine. And it was, I had a flashback moment where whenever she'd do her crash, she'd go, "Oh, look at that, look at that, that's sexy, right? That's sexy, right? Look at it, look at it."
That sounds hilarious.
That is fun. That's good fun. You know what? We are all over into our break.
We are. Did we already run past it?
Yes, we did.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess we just keep right on going.
Keep it moving, people. Keep it moving. People are like, hey, y'all didn't announce a break.
Our bad.
Sorry.
All right, so Perfect World Entertainment is swinging into full gear as they prepare for the launch of Rusty Heart's closed beta and the new Battle of the Immortals Titan content update. Friday all day. So Perfect World Entertainment is swinging into full gear as they prepare for the launch of Rusty Heart's closed beta and the new Battle of the Immortals Titan content update, both coming at the end of this month. Today we are previewing Angela and two stellar heroes in Rusty Hearts, and we are pleased to highlight the crown jewel of the Titan content update, the Titan Throne. For Rusty Hearts, Angela begins her mission as a young apprentice witch, who is capable of powerful long-range attacks, team buff, and healing skills.
Oh, what game is this?
This is Rusty Hearts. After a life-changing encounter with a wolf, Tootie's destiny unfolds as he unleashes his wild combat skills that strike enemies with sharp precision. For more details on Angela and Tootie's identities and their source of power, please visit the official blog, which is rustyhearts.perfectworld.com/news. Y'all don't get that information. Alright, so in the Battle of the Immortals Titan Throne, not only will players be able to gain new levels of loot with pieces of new soul gear sets, they will be able to take on Kronos, the King of Gods himself. Once on the side of good, Kronos has been twisted by evil, and it's up to players to defeat Kronos and his minions on the most epic dungeon and a Battle of the Immortals to date. So, yeah, that's Rusty Heart, and it's a closed beta, and it's coming. Yay. I wonder if I can get in on that.
Well,
going to sign up.
You know how it rolls. Okay. So you've got your, what was that? Was that Pirates as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no? Ginger, do you know? Was it a Pirates game?
No, it was not a Pirates game.
Too bad, because the one I'm about to tell you is about a Pirate game. Hoist up the Jolly Roger, Ginger.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The demo for Pirates of Black Cove is released today. No booty without duty. I love you people at Paradox. They say, ahoy me hoy to me hearties. Lend your ear to this exciting news we have to share with you all. These scallywags. The captains of Paradox Interactive and Nitro Games today announced that the demo for the highly anticipated RTS RPG, Pirates of Black Cove, is now available to all aspiring pirates who dare to try it for themselves. You can sail through this epic new adventure, pillaging, plundering all the way as you battle to become the king of all pirates. How about queen of all pirates? Hello. But know this, you'll never get our buried booty without duty.
Wait a minute, what?
That's it. That is not me.
Oh my God.
It sounds like something I say, doesn't it? So will you be playing the demo or joining the others in Davy Jones' locker? Choose carefully, you scurvy landlords. Okay, again, to download
this demo because we've not posted anything up on the site. Sorry, guys. It will be up later today. I told you I got to take my grandma out to lunch or I'm going to get cut. You can download the demo over at File Planet, actually. And there is a video up on YouTube, a trailer from E3, which I think we do actually have up in our YouTube channel. If you're curious about Pirates of Black Cove, probably if you liked Sid Meier's Pirates, you might like this one. It kind of sounds similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in the Golden Age of Pirates. You get to conquer the Caribbean, unite three pirate factions to gain access to their hero units, and ultimately take down the Pirates of Black Cove. Again, it's set for an online release on all major digital download portals on the 2nd of August. And I think we have a copy. Does somebody have a copy? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe.
If we have a copy, we'll play it through and let you know. But it's really inexpensive. It's about $19.99.
Oh, so, that's not bad at all. That's
for a brand new game, fantastic. And you didn't have to leave your house.
Yeah. Don't even have to leave your house.
That's right.
That's my kind of way of doing it, too. I don't want to have to leave my house because I'm lazy.
Aren't we all? That's why we have to play Dance Central so we keep it safe.
Exactly. Seriously, and I hear Walmart's going to start delivering groceries.
What? Oh, what?
You order them online.
Girl, you should not have told me that. I will never leave my house.
I know, right?
Well, they deliver everything because I got a whole list of stuff that don't even have anything to do with it. I need more cocoa butter lotion. I need loofah gloves. You know, that type of stuff.
Oh, very nice. I don't know, but I hear they're doing it in some cities now. So you might want to check that out because you're in a bigger city. So they might.
Hot.
Mm-hmm. All right. So another one from GamePolitics.com. Court denies preliminary injunction against Amazon for App Store use. Have we already done this one?
No, we've recovered this story before, you know, at an earlier date, but yeah.
All right, so a federal court judge has put the kibosh on Apple's attempt to get a preliminary injunction against Amazon for its use of the term App Store.
That's right.
While the judge denied Apple's request, his order suggests that Apple may still have a slight chance to prove trademark infringement at trial. Still with the injunction attempt denied, it seems like Apple may have a hard time proving its case. Apple filed for the term App Store in 2008, and while the original application was rejected, it later received approval in 2010. In July of 2010, Microsoft filed an objection saying that the term was too generic and later asked the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board to issue a summary judgment denying Apple's application. While all that was happening, Amazon announced that it planned to launch its own marketplace, at the time calling it the App Store for Android. After the announcement, Apple filed a lawsuit against the online retailer claiming trademark infringement dilution and tarnishing. Amazon answered the lawsuit by saying what Microsoft had said, the term is too generic to be protected by a trademark. That matter is yet to be decided by the TTAB. Amazon added that the term for Android made it clear that the products therein were meant for Android devices and not anything manufactured by Apple. They've got a point. Apple's last action was to ask for a preliminary injunction. Today that request was put to bed. U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton said a few weeks ago that she would probably deny the company's motion because their arguments were weak. Hamilton concluded that Apple had shown no evidence of dilution or tarnishment of the App Store trademark. She also concluded that Apple's evidence supported 2 of 8 legal criteria to establish infringement. Yeah, 2 out of 8, that's not much. Sorry, guys. And you know what? My Android's better. Never going back. Never going back.
If they give it to me free, I'll take it. Okay.
All right, you got a point.
Free is always good. Mm-hmm. All right, the people over, I'm not sure where this is from. PAX 10, I guess. Some people won some good stuff. Indie Games, I think we've talked about this before. It's to do with the Washington State Convention Center or something. PAX Prime, I'm sorry. PAX Prime, why do I not know this? Duh, having issues. They sent this over to us. They got in under the wire, so I have to read it. 10 of the industry's best and definitely most original indie games called from more than 100 submissions have been selected for the 2010. Yes, the developers. The developers of all these titles will have free booth space at PAX Prime, where they will be seen by tens of thousands of gamers that will attend the Washington State Convention Center this August. We shall be there, I guess. I don't know.
I'll be there.
Maybe. The PAX 10 was created.
True.
maybe. The PAX10 was created to provide the best independent game developers with a way to get exposure to gamers, media, and industry professionals at PAX Prime. The winners were selected by industry experts looking for their best in gameplay, originality, and overall fun factor. Every year, the showcase of new indie gems are one of the highlights of the show, said Robert Koo of Penny Arcade. In always chasing the next blockbuster, too much of our industry is dedicated to making the same game over and over and over again. I added that last over. The PAX10 is one way the indies with innovative game concepts can get in front of the community. Like that spy game, I'm still waiting for him to finish that game. That is really innovative. I cannot wait for it to be finished because I'm going to be the one killing the spy. It's a sniper rifle. I have to have it.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you the titles of the games, but not what they're about because we're about to run out of time. But I will post this up a little bit later when I'm back. The first game is called Flipping Good Time, Antichamber, Anti-Zombie Smasher, Fex, Jamestown, Legend of the Lost Colony, Snapshot, Solar 2, Splatters, Vanessa St. Pierre Delacroix and Her Nightmare. I love the name of that. And Word Fighter. You can go ahead and find these yourself if you don't want to wait for me to put it up at prime.paxfight.com/pax10.php. And you should already know that PAX Prime is already sold out. So if you don't got a ticket, you ain't going to win. We are not worried.
We will get there.
We have other kinds of tickets. Okay. No, we are.
That is true.
But yeah, when we get there, you know, tickets can only take you so far. Fluffy Cakes will get us the rest of the way. Okay.
All right. Okay, so Big World Technology Power and VIE, Virtual Island of Entertainment, into open beta launch. Yay. California-based developer Envi Interactive has built its 3D virtual world titled Virtual Island of Entertainment using Big World Technology. The virtual world has just launched into open beta. The virtual world has seriously, you have to repeat yourself like four times?
Yeah.
Vi is a 3D virtual world with social game elements and is set on an island where people can meet, play, and indulge through live events, games, quests, and mysterious adventures. Big World Technology is an online game middleware technology that has been licensed by game development studios worldwide. Envi licensed the software to leverage its full range of proven online game development tools, including a next-gen game client, content creation tools, and server solution capable of scaling to handle record numbers of concurrent users. Stacy Hirata, president of Envi Interactive, says, Big World provides exceptional levels of high-end 3D graphic realism for a larger mass audience access without sacrificing quality. Big World has been an amazing partner that we can grow with as they expand into the North American market. Envi offers an experience somewhere between traditional massively multiplayer online games and casual games, and largely appeals to the female demographic. Envi licensed Big World Technology in order to focus much more on innovative design instead of getting bogged down in tool development and troubleshooting, a service included in the Big World license. The observable result has been a high-quality experience that is being enjoyed by more and more users each day. Gavin Longhurst, Big World's VP of Business Development, says, as Envi's engine provider, Big World has been pleased to see Vi maturing into a unique virtual world. The team at Envi is employing some real originality in their design and the use of our tools. We look forward to providing continued support for Envi and as they take their product into open beta. Other Big World powered titles include the successful free-to-play MMO World of Tanks, as well as Realm of the Titans, an isometric real-time strategy and role-playing game inspired by Warcraft III's Defense of the Ancients. Kurt Schilling's 38 Studios, developers of award-winning Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, have licensed Big World for a stealth project in development. So, yay! Way to go, Virtual Island of Entertainment!
All right.
Yay!
Look, all right. It's time for us to go, girl.
It's time for us to go. People, we're sorry. Yeah. We've got to go.
Yeah, the bad part is I already ate lunch and now I gotta go run. I ate lunch during the show. I'm so full. Oh, she's not gonna be happy with me.
You're gonna be in trouble.
Maybe I'll bring my Xbox litter while she plays some Resident Evil. That always makes her feel better.
See, that's the kind of grandma I like right there.
Yes, my grandma likes zombies. Well, guys, of course, you know where to find us. We will see you guys bright and early Monday morning. I know our calendar is showing you that we'll be here tomorrow. We won't. That's just Blog Talk being crazy. We will not be here in the morning. Do not be up. Don't start texting me going on where's the show, because I had somebody do that. What happened to the show? Because there is no show on Saturday and Sunday.
No, sorry. The weekend people, I am up till like way too late, or well, way too early, depending on how you look at it.
I don't sleep, so we're not
starting. No. Okay. So by noon, I am having a nice little nap so I can have my next full night of gaming.
That is correct. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Again, are you playing Left 4 Dead? Oh, no, that wasn't you that asked me for Left 4 Dead. Never mind.
No, but if you're playing some Left 4 Dead, I'm at some place.
We'll give you a jiggle.
I
got some sangria and some zombies that need killing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can actually make it out of the mall.
Oh, God. Not likely with us. We'll see you guys on Monday.
TV's in the building. KB's on 100,000 trillion. Hey, yo, the battleground's my domain. Release my pet and you're gonna feel the pain. Check the scoreboard, do we even got a question? Farming HKs, yeah, this is my obsession. My spirit beats heads and ass bite like Britney. Babysitting, it'll leave a sick impression. My tone is alone. Every time I Rambo attack, I do it with aggression. Why you so mad? Or just keep to your discretion, cause I'ma take you down and there is no prevention. Na-na-na. How I feel, I'm asking, cause I gotta wonder. Na-na-na. Get your ass kicked by a girl.
You know what to do for the people.
Bye, boys and girls.